Hopkins County Memorial Hospital's new multi-specialty clinic of Sulphur Springs, which opens Tuesday at 107 Medical Circle, will feature pulmonary, neurology, endocrine, and allergy services. Included will be the hospital's new neurologist, Dr. Vikas Pandey. I talked with Dr. Pandey Monday morning.
Well, how do you like Sulphur Springs so far, Dr. Pandey?
Well, I really like it. I had a chance to visit here twice back in November and December of last year, and really got to see the community, got to really see the people, the interactions between the people and the hospital system. And I can tell that it'd be a great place to practice, a place where I could have a real impact, especially considering that there hasn't been a neurologist here for the last three or so years.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's neurology is obviously a specialty that's near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone should at least have access to seeing a neurologist. And I feel that now that I am here and we are opening up this clinic, the people here won't have to travel hours away to be able to see their neurologist. They can have someone local who will care for them and make sure that they're receiving the proper care that they need.
Were you trained in everything? Did you do your education here in the United States?
I did my education here in the U.S. I did medical school up in Chicago, the University of Illinois. Mm-hmm. And then I went for training at Miami, Florida, and the University of Miami. Yeah. So I've kind of been all over, but Texas has been a place that's been near and dear to my heart. My wife has some family down here, and that's part of what drove us over here. Mm-hmm. But when I graduated med school, I always had this vision to go to an area where they didn't have medical care readily available, because I feel that's really the best use of a medical degree to provide care where there isn't care. It didn't make sense to me to stay in a big city and just join a long list of doctors to treat patients that can see another doctor just as easily. So I feel like this is the best fit for me, and I really enjoy being here.
You talked about how neurology was near and dear to your heart. Tell us a little bit about that and what kind of cases and patients you will see here.
Yeah, so neurology, broadly speaking, is the science of the brain, the spinal cord, and peripheral nerves, so the entire nervous system. So a lot of people, when they think of neurology, they think of maybe headaches, or they think of strokes, or they think about memory loss. And to be honest, neurology is all of those. It encompasses a very broad spectrum of diseases. My specialty is in stroke neurology, and that's maybe something I'm a little more passionate about within the neurology spectrum. But I'm capable of treating any neurological conditions. I think about 20% of the population over 18 has migraine headaches, and that's something that can be very debilitating. Stroke is the number one cause of disability in the U.S., so obviously very disabling, as you can tell. And the key with stroke is you need to really have preventative measures in place before the stroke happens. Otherwise, once the stroke happens, it's almost a little too late, because then you're thinking of rehab at that point. So I feel like I can really, really come in and treat a broad range of conditions, as well as have an impact in things like stroke prevention and memory loss. There's some preventative things we can do for people with mild cognitive impairment, we call it, kind of the early steps of dementia. So, and as well as seizures, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, neuromuscular diseases. So as you can see, the list goes on and on what a neurologist does. So I think it's very important that we have one in this community.
KSST News.